MODO.US.
Visit MODO.US for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games with free spins, exciting promotions, and always generous jackpots. You can waste your time with the others, or you can win at Modo. Register today at MODO.US for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
MODO.US.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague and friend Bill Raggio, Senior Fellow, Foundation for Defense of Democracy. Conversation with colleague of Bill's, David Daoud, watching the war around Israel. Now we go north to Lebanon. And this is a failed state or rogue state or a state again, depending upon what point of view you have. Right now I'm keen on the Hezbollah, the guys with the pointed sticks. Maybe 50,000 rockets left from their barrage of the last more than a year. And the ceasefire is in place. However, the IDF has moved into important positions in case of a war restart. The last time we spoke with David about this, cash is finding its way into the hands of Hezbollah. They need lots of cash to pay for their troops and for the rebuilding that can be done. However, David, the Lebanese government exists. Is it doing anything unusual? Is it challenging Hezbollah's re-engaging with Iran?
That's a good question, because as I've stated in different pieces and different programs, where Hezbollah ends is in the hands of the Lebanese. The Israelis can only do so much without the total occupation of Lebanon from north to south and a prolonged occupation to dismantle what remains of Hezbollah. That's not going to happen. So the burden is on the Lebanese. What the Lebanese government has done, there have been certain actions, mostly cosmetic, some that have been more action-oriented. Friday, Lebanese authorities seized $2.5 million coming in, carried by a Turkish man, Beirut's Rafik Hariri International Airport that was destined for Hezbollah. This is the first such time in the months since the ceasefire, in the year plus since October 8th of 2023, that Lebanon has taken such an action. Now, while that's a positive development, it doesn't necessarily portend a sea change in Lebanon's behavior vis-a-vis Israel. The Lebanese now have an interest, as you noted. The Israelis retained 5 points in South Lebanon for security purposes, to detect any Hezbollah resurgence in the area and to be able to act proactively and forcefully in the case of such resurgence. The Lebanese want the Israelis out. And so we saw Prime Minister Nawaf Salam talking about raising international and Arab pressure on Israel to withdraw from those territories. Now, the only way that pressure can gain traction is that the Lebanese government says, look, we're acting against Hezbollah, right? Look at our behavior. We've acted, we've done. And that'll lead the international community to turn to Israel and say, look, there's no purpose for you to stay. The Lebanese government is handling this. So is this seizure of the 2.5 million another cosmetic measure by the Lebanese? Does it portend a sea change? Remains to be seen. If we look at Lebanon just had a government fully formed. The government last week, finally, under Nawaf Salam, attained a parliamentary vote of confidence. So now it's a fully functioning government. And each Lebanese government puts out a policy statement. It's not a legally binding document, but it's a vision of what the government intends to do over the course of its existence, in this case, until May of 2026. And we saw a lot of language about, this is unique for the first time in a long time where the Lebanese government has spoken strictly of monopolizing the use of force in the hand of the Lebanese state and so on and so forth. But then there was a throwaway line about national defense dialogue. And this is something that Hezbollah has called for. What a national defense dialogue means all the Lebanese sit together, all Lebanon's political factions sit together. And because of Hezbollah's continued popularity, we saw the massive turnout, contrary to the assertions of some propagandists, to Nasrallah's funeral last week. Because of that popularity, it means Hezbollah is going to sit at the table and be asked, among other Lebanese factions, what do we do with Hezbollah's arms? Naturally, Hezbollah is not going to say, well, let's disarm ourselves. Right? And if they retain massive popular support, then the Lebanese government is going to require that consensus. So it's a subtle nod within the policy statement to we're still going to take Hezbollah into consideration. And this tracks with Prime Minister Nawaf Salam. He gave an interview on Lebanon's public TV station, Tel Liban, I want to say a couple of weeks ago now, where he said, even in cobbling his government together, he had to take into account the country's political realities. He's like, I wanted X, but I had to do Y because I have to take into account the country's political realities. He addressed giving certain ministries to Shiite figures. Yassin Jabir, for example, he gave the finance ministry. This is an Amal party member, a lackey, not viewed very favorably among the rest of the Lebanese. And he said, I had to do this because the Shiite community views itself as wounded, and I need to take into account that wound. Now, put those things together. I have to take into account the country's political realities. I have to take into account the Shiite community's feeling of being wounded from the last war. Do you really think a government like that is going to compound the wound by targeting Hezbollah? I'm skeptical. So I look at what happened with the seizure of the 2.5 million as kind of a one-off.
Bill, you have a question.
Yes, David. How have the Israelis responded to the Lebanese government's relative inaction when it comes to dealing with Hezbollah? And is there any indication that this ceasefire will eventually play itself out and the hostilities will resume between the IDF and Hezbollah?
So the response from the Israelis has been, we see continued Israeli airstrikes on Hezbollah assets in Lebanon. Each one of those strikes, because the way the ceasefire mechanism is set up, or the way the ceasefire is set up, there's a mechanism whereby if there's a violation detected, Hezbollah activity in this case, the IDF notifies the Oversight Committee. The Oversight Committee notifies the Lebanese government. The Lebanese government is supposed to take action. If they don't take action, the IDF takes action. It means that every time the IDF is taking action, we can presume that that process has been used, and the Lebanese didn't act, right? So it's a testament to Lebanese inaction. Every Israeli airstrike since November 27th of 2024. So that's part one. The other part is that the Israeli retention of the 5 points in South Lebanon, that's another indication the Israelis are saying, look, whatever Lebanon's doing, it's not enough. We don't trust that they're going to prevent Hezbollah from coming back to the border. So we need to stay here. In terms of resumption of hostilities, look, the ceasefire now is it's kind of in a gray zone. The ceasefire was meant to expire on February 18th of 2025. That was the extension. Initially, it was January 26th of 2025. The Lebanese government didn't agree to that, this further extension, which has left Israeli troops within 5 points. So technically the ceasefire is over. Technically, Israel now is occupying Lebanese territory. So it's a different ballgame in terms of what Israel would need to justify resumption of hostilities. Right now, it would seem that Hezbollah would have to do something, what we call armed attack, something massive against either the presence of Israeli troops in South Lebanon or against the Israeli heartland.
30 seconds, David. 30 seconds.
For the conflict to resume. And that's exactly where Lebanon wanted to get things to this point where Israel can't easily resume the conflict with Hezbollah. And the question of Hezbollah's arms goes back to, as the policy statement says, a national conversation, an internal conversation.
David Dayoud, Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. Bill Raggio, Senior Fellow, Foundation for the Defense of Democracy.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Visit MODO.US for the best free play social casino experience wherever you are. Modo offers a huge selection of Vegas-style games with free spins, exciting promotions, and always generous jackpots. You can waste your time with the others, or you can win at Modo. Register today at MODO.US for your free welcome bonus.
Modo is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
MODO.US.
Nothing says summer like a rich, creamy ice cream float from Skyline. Made with two scoops of fresh vanilla ice cream and your choice of Barq's Root Beer, Barq's Red Cream Soda, or any of their Coke products. At participating Skyline locations while supplies last.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof,
Allbirds, or Skims. Sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.